much for joining. Let's start back on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph on page 34 with the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches Shlosh Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar Besoch Beso Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Before the sun sets, so in the evening on Friday, as the day is getting to its end, a person has to say three things. Number one, Esartem. If you have food, tevel, grain, that chumos and maisos haven't been separated from it yet, make sure to give the maiser. So he asks, did you give your maiser? That's number one. Now Rashi points out, normally you're allowed to have a snack of tevel. Tevel only has the status of tevel once it's achilas keva, permanent eating. But since it's a Shabbos meal, even a snack has the status of a permanent meal. So therefore he asks, did you give your maaser? Because come Shabbos, even a snack from the food that you didn't separate chumas and maasers from is going to be prohibited. Number two, he asks, eravtem, did you make your eruv tchumen and your eruv chatzeros? Eruv tchumen is that if a person wants to walk more than 2,000 amah in a particular direction, he puts food down before Shabbos starts, let's say 5 or 6 amos away from where he is, and then he has 2,000 amos from where that food is for walking on Shabbos. Erev Chatzeros is to enable him to carry within a courtyard from house to house and from house into courtyard. So again, that has to be done before Bein Hashmashos, before the sun goes down. So he asks his family, did you do your Eruv? And finally, he commands them, Hadliku Esaner, light the Shabbos candle before we get into Bein Hashmashos. Then, once the sun sets, it's Safik Hashecha, Safik Ena Hashecha. Then it's Bein Hashmashos, which is a situation of doubt. Maybe it's night, maybe it's not night. We'll see, there are other possibilities. So then, Ein Ma'asenes Havada, if you have produce that you certainly had not separated Trumas and Maisos from, you can't separate it during Bein Hashmashos. However, if you'd have demai, if you'd have produce that it's only a suffix, it's only a doubt that maybe chumas and maisos weren't separated from it, that you could separate during bein hashmashos. Ve'in matpilin es hakelim, we're on daf lamed dalet amud aleph. You also, if you bought a utensil from a Gentile, you can't put it into the mikvah during bein hashmashos, because putting it into the mikvah would be considered the completion of the utensil, be considered the completing it, making it, and that you can't do during Bein Hashmashos. Vein Madlikin Asaneros, and you cannot light candles during Bein Hashmashos, because that's already a Malacha to Oraisa of lighting a flame, and that during the period of Safik, when maybe it's Shabbos, maybe it's not Shabbos, you have to be Machmir, you have to be strict, Safik to Oraisa Lachumra. Avol, however, ma'asen es hadmai, during the period of Bein Hashmashos, you could give ma'aser from produce, which itself is only obligated in ma'asros based on a doubt, based on a suffix, namely dmai, produce of amaratzim, uma'arvin, and you could make another type of eruv. We'll see what you can, because we just said you couldn't make an eruv. We'll see which eruv you could make. And finally, v'tomen es hachamen, if you have hot water, you can put the hot water, you can hide the hot water in, let's say, cotton, something which is going to preserve the heat, although it won't preserve the heat very well, you can do that during the Bein Hashmashos period. Okay, so again, we're on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, page 34a, at the Mishnah we just learned. The Mishnah began by saying that a person, as the day is ending on Friday, should ask his family members if they gave maaser, gave the 10% and the truma from the produce to enable the eating of the produce on Shabbos. Did they make their eruv? And finally, they should light the candles. Says the Gemara Menon Emili, how do you know you have to order these three things? Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, Amar Kra. Rabbi Yeshua Malevi said there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yadata, and you should ascertain, you should be sure, Ki Shalom Ahalecha, that there is peace in your tent, ufakadetza naveich, and you should visit your residence, velo techta, and don't sin. So know that there is peace. That is a reference to lighting the Shabbos candles, which create peace. Then visit your residence. That's an idea of making sure that you can carry from your house into the courtyard. And don't sin by making sure that you separated Shumas and Maestros, and therefore the food that you eat is kosher to be eaten. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna then added an important point. Even though the rabbis have said that a person has to say about three different things in his house as the day is going down, as the sun is setting on a Friday, he has to say it in a pleasant way. He shouldn't get angry, he shouldn't scream, he shouldn't create tension and anger in the home. And this is necessary so that they will accept it from him. Rav Ashi said, I never learned this lesson from Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that when a husband is telling people right before Shabbos to make all the preparations, that he should say it in a pleasant way. However, kiyamti misvara, I just did it on my own, through my own logic. I realized that, of course, I should say things in a pleasant way. Says the Gemara, now going back to the Mishnah. Hagufa kasha, the language of the Mishnah itself has a contradiction. Amarta, you said at the beginning of the Mishnah, shlosh advarim tzarech adam lover misoch besor of Shabbos im chashecha. Three things a person has to say at home before the sun sets. In other words, im chashecha. So, im chashecha in. So you can only say it before the sun has set. But after the sun set, and when we're in the period of Bein HaShemashel, Safik HaShecha, Safik Ein HaShecha, when maybe it's night, maybe it's not night, lo, you can't say these things, it's too late. In other words, once it's Bein HaShemashel, it's too late to separate Chumas and Maestros from Tevel, it's too late to make your Eruv Chatzeros, it's too late to light the candles. V'hadar Tani, but then the Mishnah goes on to say that Safik HaShecha, Safik Ein HaShecha, when we're not sure whether it's night or not, in other words, after sunset, and we're in the period that we call Bein HaShemashos, the period between day and night, that maybe it's considered night, maybe it's considered day, Ma'ariv, a person is allowed to make an Eruv, but we just said you have to make the Eruv before that period of time. So now the Gemara is going to give an answer. Simon, the next few lessons are hinted with the words Gufei, Zimra, Tzipra, Chavla, and Demilsa. Amar Abba, Amar Rav Chiya, Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. So there, the first point is an answer in the name of Rav. Lo kash is not a contradiction. Kan be'eruv tchumin. One is referring to an eruv tchumin. Rashi explains that the concept that you have to put down food to enable you to carry more than, or I'm sorry, not to carry, to enable you to walk more than you would have been able to walk if you didn't put down the food, that's almost a biblical concept. There's a pasuk that virtually says it. Al yetzi yishmim komo biyom haShabbos. The concept that you shouldn't carry from a house into a courtyard unless you put food for the whole courtyard in one house, that's hardly biblical. That's almost all rabbinic. So when you have a rabbinic law that's almost biblical, because there's a verse that literally hints to it, that you can't do during Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos is the time that maybe it's day, maybe it's night, so that you can't take the risk. Maybe it's already night, maybe it's already Shabbos, I can't do that. So Eruv Tchumin you couldn't do during Bein HaShemashos. When the Mishnah said you can make an Eruv during Bein HaShemashos, that's a reference to Eruv Chatzeros, to enable you to carry from a house into the courtyard and from house to house within the courtyard. Kan be'eruv chatzeros. All right, so now that was one lesson, and now we have another lesson. Amar Rava Rava said, Amar lo shnayim tsev arev aleinu. Let's say two different people ask a person to make an Eruv for him, for them. Le'echad irev olav mi'bo'od yom. For one person, he put down the Eruv when it was still day. U'le'echad irev olav bein HaShemashos. For the other one, he put down the Eruv when it was after sunset, in the period that it may be day, may be night. Zesh irev olav mi'bo'od yom. Ne'achal eruvo bein HaShemashos. The guy that he put down the Eruv for him when it was still day, that Eruv was eaten by some animals once the sun set. Zesh Eruv Olav Bein HaShemashos, the one who had put the Eruv for him during Bein HaShemashos, Ne'achal Eruv Omishech HaShecha. The Eruv was consumed after it became dark, after the stars came out. So Shneim Kana Eruv. So both have an Eruv. Both of them have an Eruv Chatzeros. We're on Daf Lamed Zalad Amad Aleph, page 34a. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Manavshach. E Bein HaShemashos Yamama Hu. If the period between day and night, after the sunset, is considered day, so then Basra Likni, the latter person, he should have an Eruv. Kama lo likni, but the first person shouldn't have an Eruv because his Eruv was put down by day and it was eaten during the Bein HaShemashos. Vi Bein HaShemashos leilailahu, and if Bein HaShemashos is night, then Kama likni, the first person acquired an Eruv, but Basot lo likni, the second person didn't acquire an Eruv. So answer the Gemara, Bein HaShemashos sveikahu. When we are between, after sunset, before the stars come out, it's a period of time that we don't know how to classify it. It might be classified as day. It might be classified as night. And therefore, when we deal with the rabbinic law, like Erev Tchumin, according to Rava, Sveka D'Rabbanan L'Kula, we always take the most lenient position. So if the most lenient position is going to be that Bein HaShemashos is already night, we'll say it's night, and therefore the Eruv that was put down before Bein HaShemashos works, even though on Bein HaShemashos the Eruv was eaten. And if the more lenient position is to say that Bein HaShemashos is day, we're going to say Bein HaShemashos is day, the Eruv was put down by day, and that fact that it was consumed after the stars came out meant that the Eruv was there on the right time. So Bein HaShemashos is always to be the most lenient point. All right, another lesson. Amar Rava, Rava said, another point. Why did they say that if you have a pot of food, you can't, we're on Daflam Adal Amad Aleph at the very bottom. Why did they say if you have a pot of food, you can't put it into some type of insulation which will add to its heat after the stars came out? So the answer is Gzeira Shema Yartia, because we're worried maybe he's going to boil up the food. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, Yahi, if that's the case, so we're worried he might boil up the food, Bein HaShemashos Nami Nigzer. You should say that even during that period between day and night, you know, after sunset, before the stars come out, you also shouldn't be able to put a pot of food into something which adds heat, because you might boil it. Amalei, so he answered to him, Stam Kederos Rot Chosein. When you put it into the Bein HaShemashos, when you put it into something which adds heat, it's already boiling and no one's going to boil it up. Amar Rava, Rava said further, Mipnei ma amru ein tomen bedavar amosif hevel. Why did they say you can't, now turn to Lama Dalam Midbeis, why did they say you can't put a hot pot into insulation which will add to its heat? Let's say insulating it in like sulfur, which adds to its heat. Afilumi bojom, and that you can't even do when it's still Friday. The answer is Gzeira Shema Yatman Beremet Sheshbo Gachelas, because if you can put a pot into something which will add to its heat, he might put the pot into ash, which has a coal in it. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, V'yatman, what's the big deal of putting a pot into ash that has a coal in it? So Gemara says, we're worried, Gzeira Shem Yechata B'Gachalim. Here we have the big decree that we're always worried about. We're worried a person is going to be frustrated that the pot is not hot enough, and he's going to stir up the coal. So we're worried that he's going to be making a fire on Shabbos, and that's why we don't let him put it into anything which will add heat. Okay, we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, page 34b, at the two dots. Tanur Rabbanan and our sages told us in a brisa, Bein HaShemashos, when this period of time, after sunset until the stars come out, there are three ways to define it. Safek, one possibility, it's Min HaYom U'Min HaLaila. It might be both day and night. It might be both some of the day and some of the night. It's both times together. Another possibility is Safek Kula Min HaYom. Maybe it's still day, and maybe night only starts with the stars coming out. And the third possibility is Safek Kula Min HaLaila. It could be that the whole time is night, and really day ends with sunset. So therefore, Matilin Oso L'Chomer Shnei Yamin. We give it the stringency of both days. We give it the stringency of being both days, of being night and day. Ezeo Bein HaShemashos. Now, what is this period of time after sunset before the stars come out? Opinion number one, Mishatishka Achama, once the sun sets, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, as long as the eastern side is reddening the western side, because the sun sets in the west, and so the eastern side is becoming red. Hichsif HaTachton, once the bottom of the horizon has become black, V'lo Hichsif HaElyon, but the top of the horizon is not yet black. Bein HaShemashos, that's also still this twilight zone where we don't know if it's day, if it's night, if it's both day and night. Hichsef ha'elyon v'hishvel ha'tachton, but once the top of the horizon is black, the same way the bottom is black, zehu layla, at that point it's night. Devrei Rebbe Yehuda, this is the view of Rebbe Yehuda. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, what is Bein HaShemashos? From sunset, as long as the east is reddening, and once it's all black, at that point it's not bein hashmashos. However, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, you know what bein hashmashos is? Kadei shehalich adam yishatish ka'acham achatzi mil. It's once the sun sets, the amount of time it would take a person to walk half a mil. A mil is 2,000 amah, it's a kilometer. The amount of time to walk 500 meters. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, bein hashmashos is much shorter. Keheref ayin. It's like the amount of time for the eye to blink. Zen nichnas v'zeh yotzei. Day goes out, night comes in. Eif shalamadol, if you can't even identify the moment of bein hashmashos. Okay. So this is a braisa. First, the braisa said that there are three possibilities of what bein hashmashos is in terms of, is it day, is it night, is it day and night? We give it the stringency of day and night. And then it had a three-way argument how long bein hashmashos goes on for. Amar mar, we just learned, matil nosa l'chomer shnei yam. We give it the stringency of being 2 days. L'may hilchasan, what way would saying that this period between sunset and the stars coming out is 2 days, in what way would there be a stringency? Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, explained le'inyan tumah. This is a reference to a Mishnah in Meseches Zavin. So we've learned many times, Zov is a discharge that comes out of a male. The urologist that we had when we started learning Daf Yomi, Dr. Norman Sohn, explained that it's the discharge called gonorrhea. And this discharge, if it comes out once from a man, is just treated like a discharge of semen. The man is a balkari, goes to the mikvah. When the stars come out after he went to the mikvah, he's fully tahar. If he had 2 discharges, he becomes an av hatumah, the highest level of impurity. He's tameh for 7 days. After 7 days, he can go to the mikvah, the sun will set, and he'll become tahar. If he had 3 discharges of zov, he becomes an av hatumah who needs to have 7 clean days, and besides the 7 clean days, on day 8, he needs to bring a karban to be able to enter the holy temple, to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this law that 1 discharge of Zov is just the Balkari, 2 discharges make him Tame for 7 days, 3 discharges make him Tame for 7 days, plus an obligation to bring a sacrifice, is only if the discharges are connected to each other. So if they all happen within a 24-hour period, they're connected to each other. But if there was a gap between 1 discharge of the gonorrhea and the other discharge of a full day, then the first discharge is just viewed as carry, and the second discharge stands on its own. It's also carry. It doesn't make him into an avatuma. So that's where you have the issue of how to define bein hashmashos. At the time we looked at a Mishnah, rosh neyamim bein hashmashos. Let's say he had a discharge on Wednesday evening going into Thursday, right? Wednesday after sunset, during bein hashmashos, he had a discharge. And then Thursday, again after sunset, he had another discharge. So now, says the Mishnah, safek letuma ulekarban. It's a safek, and therefore we have to treat him both as the highest level of tuma, and maybe even that he has to bring the karban, so he'd bring an asham tali, because maybe he needs to bring a karban. Actually, bring an ola sa'of. Because he has to bring a karban. Ra yom echad bein hashmashos. But if he saw on day one during bein hashmashos, then he's safek l'tuma, and he's a safek to tuma. So what's pshat? Because maybe bein hashmashos is treated as both day and night. So if bein hashmashos is treated as both day and night, so then if he saw during bein hashmashos, it's like seeing on 2 days. It's like 2 sightings. So then he'd be tameh. If bein hashmashos is treated as both day and night, so the first day he saw on 2 days, the second day again he saw on 2 days, and therefore he saw on the night and he saw on the day of this night, therefore he's seeing 3 times within 24-hour periods, and he'd have to bring a karban. So that's where the possibility that bein hashmashos is both day and night could be triggered, and be triggered l'chumrah. Okay, so now we've finished with that point. Now we go on to other points about bein hashmashos. Hagufa kasha. The braisa contradicts itself. Amarti, you said, ezeo bein hashmashos. What is bein hashmashos? Mishatishka achama, once the sun sets, kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimim, as long as the eastern side is turning red. That sounds like it, if the eastern side is turning red, but the bottom of the horizon of the east is black, but the top is still red. Lailahu, that's already night. But v'hadar tani, but then it said, hichsef hatachem v'lohichsef ha'elyon, if the bottom is red, but I'm sorry, if the bottom is black, but the top is not black, it's still bein hashmashos. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel. So Rabba answered, Nim Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Kroch v'tani. You have to put this point in with everything else. Ezeo bein hashmashos. What is that period between sunset and the stars coming out? Misha tishka achama. Once the sun comes down, Kolzman shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. As long as the east is turning red. V'hichsif ha-tachton, v'lo hichsif ha-elyon. And if the horizon is black on the bottom, but not black on top, nami bein hashmashos, that's also bein hashmashos. Hichsif ha-elyon v'hishvul ha-tachton, but once the horizon is black on the bottom and black on top, laila, that's night. Okay. Rav Yosef am Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. However, Rav Yosef said a name, Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, hachikatani, this is the way to read the braisa. Once the sun sets, as long as the eastern horizon is turning red, yom, it's still day. If the horizon on the bottom is black, but the top is not, that's bein hashmashos. If the bottom is black and the top is black, that is laila. That's already night. And they are, their argument is being consistent to something that they've said elsewhere. Didmar, we learned, Shir Bein Hashmashos Bekama. How long is this period of time, the twilight zone, which you call Bein Hashmashos, between sunset and the stars coming out? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabba is the name of Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel. Shlosha Chelkei Mil. Three shares of a mil. So the Gemara now asks, My Shlosha Chelkei Mil. What does it mean, three shares of a mil? If it means three halves of a mil, name a milu mechza. Three halves would be a mil and a half, a kilometer and a half. Ela tlasa tilse mila, if it means three-thirds of a mil, name a mil, so just say it's a mil. Ela tlasa rive mila, it must mean three-quarters of a mil. However, Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, said that how long has been hashmashos? It's less time. Shnei chelkei mil, two shares of a mil. My shnei chelkei mil. What does it mean, two shares of a mil? In lema tre palge mila, if it means two halves, lema mil, say it's a whole mil. Ela tre riva mila, he means two quarters, lema chatzi mil, say a half a mil. Ela, what did he mean when he said tre chelkei mila? Now turning to lamed hey amad aleph, tre tilse mila, two thirds of a mil. So this is the argument. According to one opinion, bein hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. According to the other opinion, bein hashmashos is 2/3 of a mil. So my benayu, what's the difference between 3/4 and 2/3? Ika benayu palga dedanka. The difference between them is half of a sixth. In other words, 1/12. Okay, so that completes daf lamid dalid.